This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Word-for-word scripts for confronting toxic traits in a co-worker without damaging your professional reputation. Say exactly what needs saying and walk away with your credibility intact. In short, toxic traits in a co-worker do not fix themselves through silence. You need the right words, delivered at the right moment, with enough precision that the behaviour is named and the boundary is clear. Preparation protects your reputation more than instinct ever will. Specific behaviour beats character attacks every time. These scripts give you language that is direct, professional, and ready to use. Definition: toxic traits. Co-worker behaviour refers to consistent, harmful behavioural patterns in a colleague, including credit theft, blame shifting, gaslighting, and undermining, that damage team trust, morale, and productivity over time, and that require direct professional confrontation to address. I once watched a talented project manager lose 6 months of goodwill because she finally snapped at her colleague, who had been systematically stealing credit for her work. She was right about the problem, but she said the wrong thing, at the wrong time, in front of the wrong people. The toxic traits were real. Her reputation took the hit anyway. That is the central cruelty of confronting toxic behaviour at work. The person causing the damage often walks away fine, while the person who speaks up carries the consequences. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe this as the gap between knowing what to do and actually doing it well. The 7 scripts below close that gap. They give you the exact words to confront a toxic traits co-worker with precision, calm, and your professional standing fully intact. How these scripts are built to work. Each script below follows the SBI structure I outline in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time. Situation, behavior, impact. You name what happened, describe the specific behavior, and explain the effect. No character assassinations. No generalizations like you always or you never. Just facts, delivered clearly. Manipulation thrives in confusion. It dies in clarity. When you speak in specifics, you remove the room that toxic behavior needs to breathe. Read each situation description before choosing a script. Find the one that matches your circumstances. Then read the script out loud to yourself before using it. Adapt the bracketed words to your context. The structure does the work. Your voice carries it. 7 scripts for naming toxic traits directly. Script 1. When a co-worker repeatedly takes credit for your work. The situation. Your co-worker presents your ideas, your research, or your output as their own in meetings, emails, or conversations with leadership. Why it works. Credit theft thrives when it goes unnamed. This script names it without accusation, using the SBI structure to make the behavior visible and the expectation clear. It is impossible to dismiss because it is specific. Standard version. I need to talk with you about something that happened in the meeting on Tuesday / the email to name. The analysis / proposal / idea that was presented as yours was work I produced. I need my contributions to be credited accurately going forward. Can we agree on that? Formal version. I want to address something directly. In the client presentation / the team briefing on date, the specific work was attributed to you. But I was the one who developed it / wrote it / designed it. I am raising this now because accurate attribution matters to my professional standing on this team. I need it to be corrected, and I need it not to happen again. Watch for a deflecting response, such as I did not mean it, that way I thought it was a team effort. Hold your ground. You can acknowledge their words without withdrawing yours. Try, I hear you. What I need is clarity that this work is credited to me going forward. Eamon's note. Credit theft is one of the most demoralizing toxic traits a co-worker can inflict. Name it once, clearly. If it continues, you have documentation of the conversation, and you take it upward. Script 2. When a co-worker shifts blame onto you in front of others. The situation. Something goes wrong and your co-worker redirects the responsibility toward you, whether in a team meeting, on a group email, or directly to your manager. Why it works. Public blame requires a public correction, delivered calmly. This script redirects the conversation to facts without matching the aggression or appearing defensive. Standard version. I want to come back to what was just said. The delay / error / miscommunication came from the scope change on date / the decision made in meeting, not from my side. I'm happy to walk through the timeline if that would be useful. Formal version. I need to clarify something for the record. The issue being described was not a result of my planning / my execution. Here is what actually happened. Specific facts. I'm raising this now because accurate accountability matters for how we solve the problem and prevent it from happening again. Watch for. Your tone is everything here. Keep your voice level. A calm correction reads as confident. A heated one reads as defensive, even when you are right. Eamon's note. Blame shifting is a cowardly tactic, but responding with heat hands the coworker a gift. Your composure is your credibility. Protect it. Script 3. When a coworker uses passive aggression to undermine you. The situation. Your coworker makes loaded comments, gives deliberately incomplete information, or signals disapproval through tone, silence, or eye rolls rather than direct conversation. If you are navigating this pattern more broadly, how to address passive-aggressive behaviour that silently eroding team synergy gives you additional tools. Why it works. Passive aggression relies on deniability. This script removes it by naming the pattern directly and inviting honesty, which forces the behaviour into the open. Standard version. I have noticed some tension between us lately, and I would rather address it directly. If you have concerns about the project slash my approach slash a decision I made, I genuinely want to hear them. Is there something specific we should talk about? Formal version. I want to raise something I have observed. In the last few team meetings slash our recent email exchanges, there have been comments slash a tone that suggests some frustration, though it has not been raised directly with me. I find it easier to work through problems when they are named. If there is an issue, I am open to discussing it. Watch for. Some people will deny there is any issue at all. That is fine. You have put them on notice that you see the pattern. The behaviour often reduces once it is named, even without an admission. Eamon's note. Calling out passive aggression takes courage. Most people stay silent because they fear looking petty. You are not being petty. You are protecting the working environment. Script 4. When a coworker gaslights you about what was said or agreed. The situation. Your coworker denies saying something you clearly heard, writes the history of a decision, or insists your memory of an event is wrong. Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time addresses gaslighting directly. The defense against it is a written record created before the conversation happens. Why it works. This script anchors the conversation to documented evidence rather than competing memories. It removes the gaslight's power by refusing to fight on their terms. Standard version. I want to make sure we are working from the same account of what happened. I have the email slash the meeting note slash the message thread here. According to that, what was agreed slash what was said. Can we work from that? Formal version. I need to address a discrepancy. My record of the conversation on date slash the agreement we reached shows specific details. I understand you may remember it differently, but I am going to work from the documented version. If there is something I have wrong, I'm open to seeing that in writing. Watch for. This script works best when you have documentation. If you do not, begin keeping a written record immediately date. What was said, who was present. A boundary without enforcement is just a suggestion, and enforcement requires evidence. Eamon's note. Gaslighting is one of the most disorienting toxic traits a coworker can use. The antidote is not a better argument. It is a paper trail. Script 5. When a coworker's behavior is isolating a colleague from the team. The situation. You observe a coworker using exclusion, mockery, or subtle social pressure to push another team member to the margins. You are not the target, but you witness the pattern. For more on how to name this dynamic clearly, scripts for telling a team member their behavior is isolating them from the group covers this from another angle. Why it works. Speaking up when you are not the target is harder, not easier, because it feels like it is not your place. This script makes it your place, grounded in team function rather than personal judgment. Standard version. I want to raise something I have been observing. The way name has been excluded from decisions slash spoken about in meetings slash left out of key conversations is affecting how the team functions. I do not think it is intentional, but I think it is worth addressing directly. Formal version. I'm raising this because I believe it is affecting team performance. I have observed specific behavior directed at name on specific occasions. Regardless of the cause, the effect is that name is becoming less integrated into the team, and that costs all of us. I think we need to address it. Watch for. The coworker may accuse you of overstepping. Hold your ground calmly. I'm raising it because it affects the team's ability to work well, and that is everyone's concern. You are not inserting yourself into a personal dispute. You are protecting a shared working environment. Eamon's note. Watching a coworker be slowly excluded and say nothing is its own kind of damage. This script gives you the words to step in without making it a drama. Script 6. When a coworker repeatedly interrupts or dismisses you in group settings. The situation. A coworker cuts you off mid-sentence, speaks over your contributions, or dismisses your input in team meetings in ways that undermine your credibility. The script from Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time for Confronting Unprofessional Behaviour is the backbone here. Name it, name the impact, and name what you need instead. If you need support starting a difficult conversation that's blocking your team synergy, the resource covers the opening moves. Why it works. Addressing this privately, after the fact, removes the heat of the moment and gives the conversation a chance to be heard rather than defended against. Standard version. I want to talk about what happened in today's/yesterday's meeting. When I was explaining the approach/giving the update, I was interrupted twice/several times before I could finish. That made it difficult for my point to land. I need space to complete my thoughts in our meetings. Formal version. I need to address something that has come up in our team meetings on a few occasions now. When I am speaking, I have been interrupted or had my contributions redirected before I could finish. This happened again in the meeting on date, when I raised specific topic. I am asking for the professional courtesy of being heard through. Can we agree on that? Watch for. If the behaviour continues in the next meeting, a calm, immediate response in the room is appropriate. I would like to finish my point. Said without heat, that lands as professional, not combative. Eamon's note. Being silenced repeatedly is corrosive. One private conversation often ends it. What you cannot afford is to stay quiet and let the pattern define how you are perceived. Script 7. When you need to tell a coworker their behaviour has to stop. The situation. The toxic traits have continued despite subtler signals, and you need a clear, unambiguous conversation. This is not a warm-up. This is the direct statement. For team-level patterns like this, scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy and how to de-escalate team conflict without destroying synergy offer related approaches. If boundaries with demanding colleagues are part of the picture, how to set boundaries with demanding colleagues without harming team synergy is worth reading alongside this one. Why it works. This uses the deal method I outline in Chapter 9. Define the issue, explore briefly, agree on a solution, lock in the commitment. A verbal agreement is not enough, so the script closes with a specific accountability step. Standard version. I need to have a direct conversation with you about the behaviour. It has happened more than once. Specific examples. It is affecting my work/the team/my ability to do my job well. I need it to stop. I am asking you directly, can we agree that specific behaviour will not continue? Formal version. I want to be direct with you because I think this situation requires it. The pattern I have observed is specific behaviour. Specifically on dates or occasions. The impact has been specific effect. I have not raised it formally yet, but I am at the point where I need a clear commitment that this changes. If we can agree on that today, I'm willing to leave it here between us. If it continues, I will need to involve a manager/HR. What I am asking for is straightforward. Specific change. Can you commit to that? Watch for. If they agree, follow up within a week. I want to check in on our conversation from last day is enough. A commitment without a follow-up dissolves. If they refuse to engage or deny the pattern entirely, you now have a documented conversation to take to your manager. Eamon's note. Getting to how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it requires that the behaviour is named first. This script is that naming. Say it once, clearly, and see what the person does with it. Making the script sound like you, not like a policy document. The fastest way to ruin a good script is to read it out loud and realize it does not sound like you. Read each script twice before the conversation. The first time, hear the structure. The second time, swap in your own phrasing for anything that feels stiff, while keeping the three core elements intact: the specific situation, the specific behavior, and what you need to change. What you cannot adjust is the specificity. Generalizations give toxic behavior a place to hide. You sometimes come across as dismissive is easy to deny. In Tuesday's meeting, you interrupted me 3 times before I could finish my point is not. Choose your setting deliberately too. And say it right every time. I outline a communication medium richness hierarchy. The harder the conversation, the richer the medium you need. Do not use email or a message thread for these conversations. Speak face to face or by video if remote. You need to see each other. Tone carries the weight that words alone cannot. Where these scripts most often break down. Knowing the traps in advance is half the preparation. The mistake. Opening with I just want to say or I'm not trying to make this a big deal, but why it happens. It feels safer to soften the entry. What to do instead? Start with the situation directly. Hedging signals uncertainty, and uncertainty invites dismissal, the mistake. Accepting a non-apology as resolution. Why it happens? The tension drops and it feels like the problem is solved. What to do instead? A genuine resolution requires acknowledgement, recognized impact, and a specific commitment to change. Sorry you felt that way is none of those things. You can respond. I appreciate that, but what I need to know is whether this will change going forward. The mistake. Having the conversation once, and assuming the behavior will stop. Why it happens. One hard conversation feels like enough. What to do instead. Follow up within a week. If the behavior continues, document it and escalate. A boundary without enforcement is just a suggestion. The mistake. Choosing the wrong moment because you waited too long and finally snapped. Why it happens. Avoidance builds pressure. What to do instead. Use these scripts early, before the pattern is entrenched. The longer it goes, the harder the conversation and the higher the emotional stakes. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Eat Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What are toxic traits in a coworker? Toxic traits in a coworker are consistent behavioral patterns that damage team trust, productivity, and morale. They include credit theft, blame shifting, gaslighting, undermining, and persistent passive aggression. Unlike occasional bad days, toxic traits repeat over time and affect the people around them. How do you confront a toxic traits coworker without losing professionalism? Prepare your words before the conversation. Use specific observations rather than character judgments. Describe the behavior and its impact, not the person. Staying calm, factual, and direct protects your professional reputation while making your message impossible to dismiss or deflect. What should you say when a coworker takes credit for your work? Name the specific situation and your contribution clearly. A direct approach sounds like, I want to address something from the meeting. The work on that proposal was mine, and I need my contribution to be acknowledged. Keep it factual, not accusatory, so the conversation stays professional. How do you respond to a coworker who gaslights you? Anchor to documented facts before the conversation. When it happens, hold your ground calmly. I know what I experienced. I have the email thread here if we need to review it. Written records remove the gaslight's power. Clarity, not emotion, is your strongest defense. When should you involve a manager instead of confronting a toxic coworker directly? Go to your manager when the behavior has continued after a direct conversation, when it crosses into harassment or discrimination, or when it is affecting your ability to do your job. Document incidents first. A direct conversation is always the first step unless safety is a concern. Do these scripts work if the toxic coworker denies everything? Yes, because denial is a predictable response and the scripts account for it. Your goal is not to win an argument, but to put the behavior on record and make clear it must stop. How they respond is on them. How you handle it is what protects your reputation. How do I adapt these scripts so they sound like me? Read the script out loud twice before any conversation. Then swap in your own words for any phrase that feels stiff, while keeping the structure intact. The situation, the specific behavior, and the boundary must stay in. Everything else can be adjusted to match your natural voice. Here is the truth of it. Confronting a toxic traits coworker is one of the hardest things you will do in a professional setting. Not because the words are complicated, but because every instinct in you says to wait, to hope, to avoid. I spent years learning the hard way that avoidance does not protect you. It just lets the damage accumulate. The discomfort of having the conversation is temporary. The cost of staying silent compounds. These scripts are the preparation that instinct cannot give you. Use them, adapt them to your voice, and trust that clear, specific, direct words are the most professional tool you have. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit imanblackthorne.com to get your copy.